always been aware, whatever I do at one facility, I do for another. And so that's, and because there's, you know, there's still accidents on East 76 in front of both the facilities. Matter of fact, this year, accident happened within 12 hours right in front of the elementary school, just on opposite sides of the road, and within 25 to 30 feet of each other. One landed, you know, on our side. The other one was during morning pickup and drop off. A van was heading towards Branson. She was going to drop her kids off, didn't pay attention, had to take the ditch and load over to the top. Luckily, no one was killed or injured in those accidents. But, you know, they're still, they will continue to occur there. So I just want to, like I said before, do everything I can to improve the safety in front of the schools. And not just affects the school district itself. Anybody that drives in front of those will be safer, too. And despite MoDOT, you know, I feel about MoDOT, you know, somebody's got to get it done. Just like Rick says, you know, you got to have more than just a wish. So we're going at it with everything we can. And
yeah, the school district really, really stepped up. And so most places we deal with, the school district wouldn't step up the way that you guys have. But we keep pushing it forward. And the county stepped up. Sounds terrible to harp on them, but just, we would love to have a little bit more than emotional support from MoDOT, but that was kind of their, they weren't willing to do anything unless there's a fatality there. So we weren't ready to wait for a fatality to happen.
And, you know, I know in the school board, we're the ones that have to answer for spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a state highway when you can spend them on students and teachers. That's, but what's a life worth? But appreciate the county. I can't say that enough. To, this wouldn't be possible without county. Just wouldn't. And if you could, just say a prayer that fuel prices and resources and all that goes down between now and when we get these projects started.
I said big fuel tax. $0.02 could really, really make the difference. Are you paying $4? Are you paying $4.70? Well, who cares? Let's go vote for any fuel tax money.
Yeah. Spoken like a two transportation guy.
Record quarters for oil companies, if they can't fix it. All right. Carlos, you're very much right. We had the same issue in Forsyth, and Deb and Randy got that fixed for us, but on Brace Hill, the same thing, and that's what, basically, that's, you know, until there's, you know, there's not enough accident data, and where we were pulling out with a bus, you know, and that's what it's like, it won't be one accident, it's going to be someone runs over, you know, 30 kids are going to be in a wreck, you know, but they never, same thing, never done a thing, and the county stepped up, moved it down 100 yards, and you just fixed it, but, yeah, it makes it rough sometimes.
There's been numerous projects we've done for them.
Yeah. All right. We have a.
Sorry. I do.
Oh, no, you go right ahead.
So I know, like, we're like way past.
Oh, no
our problem. Meeting time, but just wanted to let you all know the few funding opportunities that are available right now. There was one program that just got an email this morning about Reconnecting Communities pilot program. And it mentions that the funding supports grading grants and capital construction grants, as well as technical assistance to restore community connectivity through the removal, retrofit, mitigation, or replacement of eligible transportation infrastructure facilities. And it is open through October 13th. The other one is Safe Streets for All. It's been open for, I believe, a month or two. And it is due mid-September. It will mainly be funding planning, which is developing a safety action plan, and implementation, which is mainly implementing projects that are included in the safety action plan. And the other grant that is open is through DNR, which is accepting applications for EV charging stations in the Branson area. So those three are the main ones that are open right now.
Right on cue, I brought from the SimCog meeting that you had an addendum. We didn't discuss it at that last meeting, for the first meeting I attended, mm-hmm. but you had the notice out there. It's about a 40-page document. But here's a little summary that I ran off just so you'd be aware. And it applies to all the cities. You get one of these? It applies to all the cities. And I think it's any size city. You go all the way down to Forsyth and Branson and Hollister. This is federal government. It's big time. I mean, there's big dollars here if you can figure out the process and whether it's just putting it out there and not getting going to follow through on it, who knows? But this is the Biden administration. Notice the funding opportunity for safe streets and roads. It's called the fiscal year SS4A grants. Gives the contact there. But the deadline is September the 15th. So that's a very short notice. Again, for some reason, it's out there for only a month. You'd think a program of this magnitude, you flip over to the other side, you see there's two types of grants, an action plan grant and then an implementation grant. And there's quite a bit of difference in the funding that's available. And flip over to what's labeled as page 9 there of the document. This is action plan grants, $200,000 for all applicants, a maximum $1 million, but could go for some expected maximum to $5 million. And then the implementation grants are for $5 million to $30 million. So there's a lot of dollars there. You got to expect it. The cities like St. Louis and Kansas City and others are in Springfield, are bound to start to see some action on these, even with the short time limit on there. But it shows on the very back page, I've highlighted there, eligible applicants are metropolitan planning organizations, MPOs, political subdivisions, a federally recognized tribal government, and then the above is defined as a unit of government under the authority of state law that includes cities, towns, counties, special districts, similar units of local government. I think what we're going to see coming out, even going into the next administration, whoever wins out, because of the infrastructure bill that was passed by both sides of Congress, that there's going to be $55 billion flow out over the next 10, 15 years. It's already been approved and however it's parceled out. But whoever has people or authorities that have people looking for grants, grant administrators, I would think would be the time for cities to start thinking about putting a full-time grant administrator on there to look for these things and guide them and apply for them correctly and get the funds and try to beat out your neighbor because there's going to be money there. And this is the first federal government of consequence that I've seen come out. And it's in place. It's active. You can write it up, apply for it today, get in by September, and you'll be considered if you follow their guidelines.
I was at a transportation conference last week, and we had, I believe he is the deputy director of USDOD, who did emphasize this Safe Streets for All, and did want to see a lot of applications come through for this program. And he'd also asked, and there's like other grants, the 80-20 match. So he did ask, or someone had brought it up, because there's so many local governments that cannot make the 20% match. So they did take some comments, feedback on that portion.
Do you know if Springfield's applied for any of this yet? Would that be privy information or?
I haven't heard from Springfield or anything about that Springfield applying for this.
Or any of the other communities in the area here?
I know we have Monet who was interested, but we've not heard from anyone else.
This is one I think we can track to see how the progress of this one goes. It may fly by everyone, but I bet there's some people out there that are already lined up for it.
The larger communities will be able to turn in that time frame. For us, we would have to probably engage an engineering firm that helps us get grants, and that's how that would have to work.
Appreciate you making that part of that addendum package, though, so we're, as it comes out, we're aware of it, we can pass it out to at least know about it if you don't participate. So thank you for that.
I'm going to have to excuse myself because I've got a Corps of Engineers in my office in a half an hour.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion to second to adjourn. Favor, aye.
Eric, I know you're on your way out.
Thank you very much.
I would just ask you about, I had missed that last 86 meeting and I was